Hey, 95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. That's Steve right there, Riggs. Check this out. Josh S.R. Peratt. Hey! And Josh, you brought us a treat right here, didn't you, buddy?
I got a friend, Greg, from Wopsopsie.
Greg from Wopsopsie. Hey, yeah.
Good to be back. Thanks, guys.
Glad to have you back.
I've not seen Greg in a minute. You look good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
You know, last week on the Brew Review, Josh brought us some low-cal options so we could get our bikini bodies in shape. It did not work out for me.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but Steve. I slimmed down a little.
Well, he's dolphin smooth underneath, but... But for the rest of us, tell me that we're not going to be saving calories. We got full flavor, fun beers, right?
Look, you know, you're going to drink beer. Drink good beer.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about, you know, right there.
Good.
Daytona,
you're right.
Beautiful girls. You know, I'm way past that age, so yeah. I'm going to drink what I want to drink. Good. And that's going to be the high calorie, high ABV,
yes!
Deliciousness.
I like this. Of course, the Wopsops portfolio is a proud part of the S.R. Peratt family.
Absolutely. Right? Has been for quite some time now.
Love it.
Close to 6 years, if not.
Yeah, right? Wow. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And repping Central Florida like crazy all the time, right?
Yeah, we're getting out there. We released our can line probably about 2 years ago. Now it's really starting to kick off. ABC, locally, Total Wine, Gaff's Specialty Foods, Parents Grocery Produce. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. And then a bunch of independent liquor stores throughout town. So I'm really happy with that.
The fastest and easiest way to find that out, where you can find it.
Well, you talk about that srprot.com/beer finder, where you can look it up and boom, it's right there.
Right there.
It's like all the information in your lap or wherever you put your beer. Sometimes you got to hold it there. All right, so I see. Now, I recognize your cans, which is a weird sentence, but we're going to go with that. They look great, by the way. All three of your cans look great right there. But you brought a couple of undisclosed, weird, no-label, what-are-we-getting-into things today.
Ooh. So dug in deep. I figure if we're going to do the show, let's have some fun. Let's bring some things that are seasonals. Hopefully, in the next week or two, SR Prop will bring our Circus Peanut Hefeweizen.
Oh my god.
Did you hear what he just said, Steve?
So
I'm trying to process it still.
How long have you guys been making this now?
You've done this before, right? I feel like we've sniffed this before, but I don't know.
You know, I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a seasonal based upon the candy Circus Peanuts. So you'll taste marshmallow and banana.
I eat these, by the way, Circus Peanuts. I don't know if anybody else does.
But so the candy itself is a very polarizing candy.
It is.
Right?
It's a Necco wafer of marshmallow-based things. Yeah.
But when you bring it to beer, I think it brings us all back together.
Oh, smell that, dude. Steve, get ready. It's about to melt your face.
So with all my beers, and especially my flavored beers, I'm just going for a light taste. So I don't want it to be overbearing. It still has to taste like beer.
Right.
So that's a big... important Ooh. Part of brewing. I tell my brew team, careful with your flavors. Mm. You just want to just touch on those profiles so that you know you're gonna enjoy a beer.
Yeah,
you're gonna enjoy a Hefeweizen.
Yeah. It's a beer.
Cheers,
back,
guys. Yeah,
right. Yeah, cheers.
Wow.
Are you getting that banana on the back end?
Yeah, so I'm assuming the banana is coming from a yeast.
That's good,
right?
So absolutely, we use an omega yeast on that, and it pulls that banana flavor.
Yeah, that's incredible beer science to me that you
alchemy,
could do
that. It's fun.
Yeah, is that when you sit down and you're like, all right, we got to figure out the science to how I can pull banana
like one
flavor.
Of those chemist robes.
Man,
put on my goggles.
I bet that looks good.
Bunsen burner going.
That should be the promo shot for one of the cans later. I'm just saying, right? Bunsen burner and a banana, maybe a claw of bananas in one hand. Now this dude eats more bananas than any human being I know. This beer has got to be right in your wheelhouse.
That's about 8 to 10 seconds down when you get that banana. It's super delayed, but it's great.
Well, like Greg was saying, the flavor's there.
Right,
it's not up front, though.
And it kind of hangs out for a little bit after that.
I think craft beer has gotten a bad reputation from the general public in that the beers that the general public are tasting are usually so overbearing with flavors that your average beer drinker goes, I don't need strawberry habanero biscuits.
Right. They've gotten literally too literal.
Yeah. The core is a German Hefeweizen.
Right.
So that Hefeweizen should have very specific flavor profile. It's banana or clovey, when I say cloves, the spice. And it should be crisp and refreshing. Low carb, because you don't want to overcarb a beer where you're going to be belching too much.
Right.
So you can enjoy more and yeah. with your friends. Yeah. So again, light on the flavor profile so that your general beer drinker will drink this and go, yeah, I can definitely do this for sure.
I'm kind of proud of us. No one's burped yet. Now there's still time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll build one up. It's fine.
Put the pressure on.
Still morning.
But it is. But the circus peanut again. It is a polarizing treat.
Absolutely.
I've always loved them.
And I don't.
I was going to say not so much. It's not my favorite.
Greg, you don't like
textures. No,
off.
I don't. It's a weird texture. Really? Yeah. Absolutely. It's not a marshmallow. And the candy's shaped like a peanut, and everyone thinks it's going to taste peanut, and there's no peanut, and then you get that banana marshmallow, and you're like, what did I just put in my mouth?
Yeah. That's what he said.
Yeah. Sound check. I was waiting for it.
Look out. Come on.
I'm setting it up, huh?
But it is interesting. So did you have to like eat a few of them to come up with this, to figure out where you wanted to go?
Yeah, I was forced to. Okay. I was like, okay, if I'm going to make this beer, I got to know what it tastes like. Yeah. So, yeah. And then, you know, it mushes in your mouth.
Right.
Just like, what is going on in there?
But it is a very unique flavor. And when you try this beer, you'll know. All right. So this is going to be
in market.
In market.
Check out the website.
SRProd.com/beerfinder. Tap, wherever. All right. There's one other unmarked mystery. Are we saving this mystery beer for the second half?
Did you
want
to check out one of your beers?
No, we do the mystery. All right. So let's have some fun.
Let's do this.
All right. What is it?
So what I brought is a pre-prohibition porter. So porters were made for people who work in the docks, work in the train stations. It's a little bit higher in calorie, higher in the protein value. So it actually was a drink that gave you energy. This was one of the first energy drinks.
Oh, I need that.
Man. Right?
Yeah. Let's talk about the color, because that's the first. Visually, I'm like, all right, we're going to need a knife and fork to chew through this beer.
So that's what the general public has been conditioned to believe about dark beers.
Yeah.
They say, oh, dark beer is too heavy.
Right.
Another crazy thing I heard is, the dark beer is what's at the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, really?
Okay. I've never heard that one.
I was asked that just recently.
Okay.
So, yeah, as if, you know, when you're fermenting beer, that it automatically separates itself from light to medium to dark, which is so untrue.
Right.
All right. So we got that out of the way.
Yeah.
All right. So the way we get these dark notes and the roasty notes is that we actually cook the malted grain.
Right.
We burn the sugars that are on malt.
Okay.
That's
kind of like coffee beans in a way.
Very much. Yeah. So it goes through a kiln, and you can do it at different temperatures, different periods of time. You know, medium roast, kind of like just like coffee, medium roast, dark roast.
Okay.
And that's what gives it that dark color. Now, porters are less dark than stouts. We'll have that malty chocolate.
I didn't think about that.
A light roasted coffee flavor to it. So, yeah.
It's so smooth and so good. And again, light. I mean, comparatively, you're like, look, I can, first of all, I haven't been working out at all, just lifting these.
Nice, like, toffee caramel notes in there.
Absolutely. So, one of my favorite styles of beers because it has body. It also pairs really, really well with food.
Yeah.
Dramatic flavored foods, smoked food, brisket, stuff like that. So,
good idea.
One of my favorite styles of beer.
Well, there are more Wops Hops flavors to try.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll come back with more of those. Stick around, Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.